That was a clip of All We Never Knew, which is the second cut on the new Hard Road Trio album, Smoke and Redemption. And the vocalist on that number and the songwriter is Ann Luna, who is joining us from Fort Sumner, New Mexico. And in studio, I have the other two-thirds of the Hard Road Trio. That's Steve Smith and Chris Sanders. It's just always a delight to have you all in studio and be able to talk about what's new and what's old.
Thanks for keeping us in mind and having us in.
Oh, how can I not?
It's great to see you.
Oh, as soon as I saw that there was another CD, I thought, these guys just are ever-ready bunnies all the way, man. Yes. Anne, how long have you been with this dynamic duo now?
Oh, gosh, it's getting where I kind of lose track. So Steve and Chris will probably have to correct me. Is it 7 years or is it six? I don't know.
I think we're in that the cradle of 6 and 7 years.
Okay,
yes, yes.
Go.
And Chris, how long since you joined Steve?
Steven and I have been working together almost 12 years.
Yeah. Almost 12 years. That's a long time.
It sure is.
You guys have longevity and wow, you must either get along or you don't spend too much time together. One of the
a little of both.
Yeah, I suspect. Secret to many a marriage is. Well, tell me about on this album, Smoke and Redemption. And first of all, here we are in 2016. And I must say to our listeners that if you missed the two performances, you had one here in El Paso and one up in Las Cruces debuting this CD. And if we missed those, you at least have this CD to listen to and get ready for your next performance, which would be in April?
As a trio, our next performance is April 4th. It's a house concert in Las Cruces.
Okay.
And that will be on our website, www.hardroadtrio.com and .com. Uncommon. And then before that, you'll be able to see Steve at the same house concert in February, Steve?
January.
Steve has a wonderful duo with Tim May.
That's January 17th,
yes, correct.
4 p.m. house concert, mm-hmm. High Desert House Concerts in Las Cruces. And you can
that's
go
right.
to highdeserthouseconcerts@gmail.com to get your spot there. I love house concerts.
I do, too. I think they're just great. It's what allows it to be the chamber music that this is. You know, I really like that.
Oh, yeah. I like the way you put that. Yeah, you're a poet. Yeah, yeah. Well, this album, Smoke and Redemption, is an 11-cut piece of work. I know that the title comes out of the fourth cut, Whiskey in a Glass. Am I right on
that's
that?
Right. That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
How do you decide what's going to go into an album? How did this one come to life?
Well, one of the elements is the fact that it's tunes that we like and we've been doing and we wanted to just get them down.
Mm-hmm.
Get them down. You know, I think part of it, after you do an album, you well, at least for us, because we've been reasonably active writing songs. I think that part of it is that we'll start writing new songs for the next project and the next phase of our touring and musical endeavors. And, you know, there are several tunes on here, too, that people said, you know, gosh, you don't have that on a record? Boy, I wish we had that on a record. Mm. You know, we'd like to get that. And so, you know, that's another motivation.
Oh, yes. Your CDs are, every single one of them is a prize. How many has Hard Road recorded now, this as a trio?
Well, as a trio, this is our second project as a trio under the name The Hard Road Trio. But, you know, last year, Chris put out the great project Rare Bird, which,
yes,
as she likes to describe it, sometimes it's thinly veiled as a Hard Road Trio project, which we appreciate. So really two plus a secondary one.
Two and five-eighths.
That's right.
Yeah. And Anne, you have two pieces in here that you authored, All We Never Knew, what we just got a little listen to, and Round and Round. And you are also singing a wonderful Robert Earl Keen Mariano, which is a lovely tune.
Oh, thank you. I'm singing more and more these days, so it's been a good thing for me to grow as a musician and vocalist. And
well, and as a bass player, my gosh, there are some pieces in here. Your arrangement of Silver Dagger, Chris, you take the lead on that one. But, oh, that arrangement is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you've got Anne's bass comes in and just does a heart massage, and then we've got the mandolin. Got the mandolin over there just, you know, weaving lace all the way through it. And then, of course, your vocals. That's just a lovely arrangement. I believe those are the only two covers?
That's right.
That's right. Everything else is original.
How much of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears that's on this recording come from the strain of the road? Is it a strain?
I don't know. A strain, it's not a word I would use.
It's because you get songs out of it. That's
I just think the road, I won't speak for everyone, but for me, the road is just a way of life and a part of life. And so to call it a strain wouldn't be, I don't think that would be a fair assessment because the road.
Inspiration is, of the road. How's that?
Sure. I'll take that. Yeah, sure.
Mighty Long Way to Nashville.
Right.
Did you write that driving or did you write that driving?
On our way to Nashville.
There, yeah. Well, duh. I have a keen sense of the obvious.
Well, and the great thing about the road is that it's focused. We have absolute purpose every minute, really. And it's a joy to be out on the road with two such fun, interesting, you know, silly people. That
silly is key in this one.
silly is divine, actually, and we have an absolute purpose at all times. Mm-hmm. We need to be somewhere. We need to get there and do what we love when we get there. And half the time, we're meeting up with people that we love and that we hold very high regard. So, I think that the road is one of those things that is also it builds up the energy and then. It's inescapable. You have to use energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's how to keep that balance in check. I think that's life.
Yes.
And so I think at the end of, you know, going through this many years together, it's individually knowing how to build up our own, to charge those batteries back up.
Well, I think you must obviously have a shared work ethic for everyone to get along so well and be at this for so long. And perhaps for me, the strain of the road comes from preparation to leave, getting ready to go.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it goes like, I can't wait till the van pulls up. you know, so it's both ways there.
Yeah.
It's both ways there.
And well, then, and Anne is a professor at Clovis Community College.
Ah,
so,
okay. So
right.
You,
yes, a lot of the challenge for me is just balancing, you know, road life and home life. And, you know, it seems like I'm getting better at that all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's a unique and really rich way to live. And I'm really grateful for it. But, yeah, I would say it's challenging and just a good striking that balance, you know.
How much do you have to shift gears when it's time to record to get you all in studio and keep up with the gigs and keep up with the day jobs? How does that work?
Boy, that's a tough question. I won't say it's unfair, but it's tough.
Right.
You know, there's a part of it is just kind of keeping a routine going and the momentum of the routine, whether it's booking and promotion, whether it's keeping your chops up, whether it's planning for something way far out. You know, we have to book gigs a year, year and a half out sometimes. And so it takes a lot of that because it's easy to forget about it. You either have to keep a whiteboard or you keep it up in your face on your computer. A lot of guys are doing it with just little iPhones now. I'm not sure I could do that because I just need a bigger writing or something, you know. It's not because my eyes are bad.
No,
it's
no,
because
I wasn't even thinking
I just need a
that.
Bigger idea in front of me, like do this today instead of do this today. As far as recording goes, you know, if you know your stuff when you're going to go in, your band doing stuff, you go in and you get it done in a period of time. If it's something that's new, you go in and you experiment with it and, you know, you shape it. Or you record something that you have been doing for a while and you decide, you know, it would be nice if we tried this here or that here. You know, those things occur as well.
You're very disciplined professionals is what it comes down to, I think. And that's the only way it can happen. Maybe you don't see yourselves that way, but you are.
I think we're hardworking.
Yeah.
I'm a hardworking, undisciplined professional.
All right. Blow my theory out of the water. See if I care.
I just keep going. It's when you said the Energizer Buddy, that's what it feels like. You just get up and keep going.
Well, it's extra hard. To be boring and disciplined is one thing, but to be an artist and disciplined, that's a freaking miracle. So I'm that's why I'm trying to praise you guys here.
I think a lot of praise for this project goes to Steve because it was his studio in which we recorded this project.
Ah, all right.
And so he engineered the project and the three of us produced it, but he
now
was
this
the
is
one...
different from previous products?
Yes.
Ah.
We have had different tracks, perhaps, that were recorded in Steve's studio. But this minus a couple tracks here and there, you know, individual players.
They're really homegrown.
This is a homegrown project.
Wow.
You know, and then we had it mastered up in Boulder with
David
Glasser at Airshow. Mm-hmm. But it really is homegrown. It's recorded and engineered by Steve, and then it was mixed by Steve and myself. And I feel like if you're going to talk about being genuine, this is genuinely who we are.
You're really gathering closer and closer to the center. I mean, to complete control of your product. And that's a lot.
Absolutely.
That says a great deal. Well, let's explore some of these pieces. There's a lot of dynamic range. Of course, we have a completely full palette of colors musically behind much of the music. And then there are pieces like Snows Came Late, the fifth cut. And Steve, that's one of your songs. How did that come to happen instrumentally? What was the theory?
Well, we just sort of banged it around. The melody came really quickly and the words. And then we started playing it, I guess, together. I think we probably started playing it maybe over at Anne's house or something. And
yeah, maybe so.
And so we just we came up with some kind of little lick in the front. And, you know, we never lay down any kind of heavy groove with this tune. It's all about sort of the trying to create the image of a moment, you know. It was inspired by two snowstorms I was in that were kind of back-to-back. One when I was out in the wilderness and another when I was up in Santa Fe and getting snowed in. And that's really where the inspiration came from, this heavy snowfall and low light, and that's what it was about.
I notice on the other cuts that, of course, Anne, you're coming forth more as a songwriter here, which is lovely. And there seems to be a real key on the weather, and you have some lovely pieces, Chris, with Dry as a Bone, co-authored with Steve, and City of God and Here in the Garden. Beautiful pieces. What's
Thank
happening
you.
Inside of you regarding those pieces of work?
You know, I think a lot of times I'll have a whole song written with no lyrics, or I'll have an idea for a song. The chords are there, the melody's there, and it will literally be I'll be sitting in the garden and make the connection between something happening in my life or another person's life, and all of a sudden the garden becomes metaphor.
Ah.
Or the frustration in Dry as a Bone, where you think that you live in this area, we all live
yes,
here.
Yes.
The clouds come, and there was several years there which just seemed like they'd never rain. You'd almost smell the rain, but it would never come. Mm-hmm. To me, again, that's it's a metaphor for things that just never seem to change. And so it's nature metaphor, strong nature metaphor.
And Anne, are we going to hear more of your songs on the next album?
You know, I hope so. I'm sure writing more, so we'll see if they make the cut.
Well, we're going to lock you guys in the van until you come out with another one.
You listen to that, Anne Luna.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's never enough time when I have you all in. My guests today are the Hard Road Trio, Steve Smith and Chris Sanders in studio, and joining us from Fort Sumner, New Mexico, Anne Luna. And they are talking about their latest album, Smoke and Redemption, which you can purchase by, I suspect, going to hardroadtrio.com. And also look forward to hearing them perform in our area in April at the High Desert House Concerts. You can contact highdeserthouseconcerts@gmail.com for more information about that. But if you don't know Hard Road Trio, what's the matter with you? Get on with it. Thank you three so much for joining
me. Thanks for having us, Monica.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Monica.